Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. That is Secret Garden by me, Evangelist Tanya Jackson. Today in the news, here at 100 with I Am Blessed, your host, Tanya Jackson. I would like to say happy birthday to a friend to the show, Mr. Anthony Tony Grant. We want to wish him a happy birthday. Mr. Anthony Tony Grant from Love Thy Neighbor, various plays. So happy birthday to you also. For my Relay for Life, where I am team captain, team I Am Blessed, and that is EYEAMBLESS. Continue to support. And again, you can reach me on Facebook and Twitter at EYEAMBLESS. Thank you for your continued support for everybody. The call-in number today is area code 347-857-2383. Right now, we're going to introduce our featured guest today, because this is one-on-one with Dr. Bobby Jones. How are you, sir?
Well, good afternoon to all of you. Should I say good evening?
Yes. I just want you to introduce yourself to all the listeners that are tuning in.
Well, my name is Bobby Jones. I'm host of Bobby Jones Gospel on BET. That's the Black Entertainment Television Network. And Bobby Jones Presents on the Impact Television Network. Been doing that for over 35 years and very proud to be representing the music that the Lord loves and that's singing to him, gospel music.
Great.
If you want to know a little about me, I was born in West Tennessee, in a little town called Henry. Maybe 200 people live there, if that many. And then I moved to a bigger town called Paris, Tennessee. That's where I finished my education there in high school and on to Tennessee State University for my BS degree and my master's degree and my doctorate degree from a school called Vanderbilt University. So that's it.
Awesome. So we're going to revisit your childhood. What odd jobs did you have coming up?
What kind of what?
Odd jobs did you have coming up?
Odd jobs?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have odd jobs. I had regular jobs. We were farmers. So we grew cotton, and I chopped it and picked it, and we had gardens, and we do things that country people did. How about that?
Wow, that's very interesting.
I didn't have any jobs like that, so what we did was just daily work in the fields until I was about 12 years old. And believe me, because I was young did not mean that I didn't work. It was serious work. So when I moved to Paris from Henry, that alleviated that kind of work that I was doing as a kid then, because in the city of Paris, they didn't have farming there. So thank you, Jesus.
What were your favorite subjects in school?
Probably any subjects that required us to read I wasn't that good in mathematics, so I was good in history, geography, or any subjects content-wise that was reading. And by the way, that's what I ended up teaching at the university. I became a reading specialist and was able to travel throughout the world with McGraw-Hill Publishers as an international reading consultant. I taught at Tennessee State University for 17 years. That's where I taught thought processing. That's T-H-O-U-G-H-T, thought processing. It's where you process information and help students to learn how to internalize and interpret given information from their courses.
Wow. Let's talk about your college. Through the process, is that where you got your TV training from, college?
Had nothing to do with the university participation at all.
Okay.
Television came from just an outside interest. At first, it was from a cultural perspective to take a look at gospel music from just the black people and their presentations, and then adding the spiritual element to it as well. So I did that out of an interest that came from other kinds of television shows that I was doing and producing.
Okay. Well, how did you become interested in music?
Well, I had an opportunity. I always loved to sing, and I had an opportunity to become the music director at one of the local churches in Nashville, Tennessee, and performed choirs and listened to great gospel artists and others as well, mainstream artists. I loved them too. And it just became a part of something that I really wanted to do, and ended up not really losing the profession that I got my degrees in, but being enhanced by that. And then being able to use that within the scope of gospel music. It was a marvelous, wonderful blessing that God provided for me. Of course, without his direction, none of that would have happened, because I never thought I would be doing anything with this music. I thought I was going to be always into specifics of education. That means teaching or lecturing or, you know, preparing teachers for different kinds of situations as related to education.
Did you ever work in radio?
Did I ever do what?
Work in radio.
Yes, I had a radio show in my early days in Nashville on a gospel station where I played music for a funeral home, actually. Do you know how funeral homes would buy time on radio? Well, when the funeral home started buying the time on one of the local stations that we had here, I asked the gentleman if I could be the host of the radio show, and he said yes. So I did that for quite a while before I became a professional radio personality, of which I do have two national radio shows from STN The Light, and I'm very, very glad for that. One of them is called the Bobby Jones Gospel Countdown. I've been on the air with that show for 13 or 14 years. And the other show, and it runs every weekend. And the other show is called the Bobby Jones Radio Show, and I'm on every Sunday from 2 to 6 in the afternoon, 4 hours. 4 hours of gospel music on SGN The Light. And that's a major show that does syndication. Station. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, let's talk about how you formed the Bobby Jones Gospel.
Well, Bobby Jones Gospel was started in Nashville, Tennessee, long before it went national. We did 5 years of musical programming on a local affiliate station called an NBC station in Nashville. I started because affirmative action was in process at the time, and they didn't have any black programming, so I was so concerned about this cultural aspect and spiritual aspect of our music that I went to the network, to the station, and asked if they would let us do a pilot. And they did. This was in the 70s. And we did the pilot, and it became instantly a big hit. First of all, there were black people on the air in this area. So we gave them a full dose of that with gospel music, and it started there. And then after the five-year venue on that particular station, Bob Johnson, who is the founder of BET, was looking for programming for his black network. And he saw our program and thought that this was exactly what he needed. But I'm glad that he did. So in 1980, he took the show, and now 35 years later, I'm still there.
What is the high point for you for the Bobby Jones Gospel?
There is hardly any single high point. I guess if it were a high point, it would be that I'm still on the air after 35 years. I mean, nobody else has done it. And I doubt on cable, that is, and I doubt if anybody will ever reach that on cable. So that's probably the highest point, and that I'm doing gospel music. How does that sound to you?
Yes. I know you work with a lot of the greats coming up, that you laid out the platform for them. Kirk Franklin, Dorothy Norwood.
Not Dorothy Norwood. Dorothy Norwood is older than I am.
Okay, I stand corrected.
Now, what I did for Dorothy Norwood was to give her visibility that she didn't have. Okay. They weren't doing television with gospel music to that point. And to the point that it was when I came on the air. So I did give Dorothy Norwood a platform, but she was around long before me.
You just gave her exposure. I stand corrected.
Yeah, it's okay.
Is there someone or group you haven't worked with that you would like to work with?
Yeah, Aretha Franklin.
I was
hoping that she was going to be in my last series of shows, but unfortunately we weren't able to get her, but I really wanted her. One of my other favorites that I did get, well, several other favorites that are not necessarily known as gospel singers, I was very happy to have Whitney Houston's mother, with Sissy Houston, and Patti LaBelle, and Al Green, and The Whispers, and Fantasia. Just a lot of those artists that are not regular gospel artists that I was excited. And this season, this past Sunday, I just had a mainstream artist on the show. So it's been interesting to get them. And then, as you know, we just recorded with Faith Evans and Howard Hewitt. So, you know, do you have that CD?
No, I do not.
You don't have my new CD?
No, I do not.
Well, my people get, do you play music?
Yes.
Well, we got to see to it that you get it. Is that okay?
Well, amen, amen. Yes.
I shouldn't have had to ask you that because I know you said you played Everett Drake, and he played with me. Yeah. So
yes.
Play the music.
Is there any place you would like to travel to that you haven't?
Yeah, because I've been on mostly every continent on this earth except one. But there is a couple places I'd like to visit that I haven't. The Greek islands. I'm very curious about going to the Greek islands. And where else? I've gone just about everywhere else that I wanted to go, including Japan, Russia, China, you know, all of Europe, all South America, Rio de Janeiro. So I think the Greek islands would be my next want to go to place.
Okay. I want to say, what advice do you have for the listeners out there who wanted to pursue their dreams of whether it be TV or radio? What advice would you give them?
Well, it's very difficult to try to put that in a nutshell as to what one must do because everybody is such an individual. I can only speak from the perspective of which I use to be able to get to do some of the things that I do. And it's because, first of all, I studied my craft. met the right kind of people, became disciplined, know how to be on time, and, you know, understanding what the music is all about and how to do that, and have a personality that people can adjust to. You know, those were some of the characteristics that I tried to develop for me. Of course, other people who are successful don't have those same kind of desires or didn't implement it the same way. But just for me, that's how I did it. I wanted to know more and more about what it is that I was doing, so I had to study it. And so all those great gospel artists, great television shows, great personalities, I watched them with intensity. And I listened to radio announcers that were very successful and tried to pattern my my presentations to be as good as theirs.
You just answered my question. I was going to ask you for up-and-coming radio hosts for here at, like, such as Blog Talk and other, where they live stream. What advice would you give us? So you just answered my question.
Oh, okay. Yeah, take a listen. Well, you know, your voice and your way of speaking can attract people, or it can distract people. And so you always want to keep practicing so you can attract people.
Great, great. Do you have any upcoming events?
Well, let's see. Yeah, we do every third Sunday in our community. We honor people who are pastors and first ladies and organizations that make special contributions to our community. We do that every month. And then I have some, we're doing a little tour now to say thank you to America for supporting our show for the last 35 years. So we're going to do those.
Yes, and for everybody that's tuning in, could you let them know when they can see Bobby Jones Gospel?
Yeah, you can see Bobby Jones Gospel each and every Sunday morning on the Black Entertainment Television Network, 9 o'clock Eastern, of course, 8 o'clock Central, and I'm in the Central Time Zone, to see all the great artists in America, because on this last series of shows, we have all of them. And the show will run until October of 2016. Then I will say farewell to BET and to all of my gospel artists on that particular show. But I will have more shows, and one is still running every Sunday from 2 to 3 o'clock on the Impact Television Network out of Detroit, Michigan. And it's a great show as well.
And for our listeners out there, again, could you repeat
My radio shows, one is called the Bobby Jones Gospel Countdown, which features 20 of the most played songs of that particular week. And the other show that's on radio is called the Bobby Jones Radio Show, which features just the music that's out there from new artists and those established artists as well. And that runs for 4 hours, believe it. Oh, man, I have myself a good time. I'll be talking about what's happening in the world and how I see women when they dress with their different weaves and hairdos. And we have just a lot of fun. I talk to people about church folk, you know, how we can be so wonderfully emotional, and then how we can be just the opposite. And I talk about world events, because I think it's important for us to be aware of our surroundings and what's happening in our communities throughout this world. So it's a variety of activities.
Okay. Where can they purchase your music?
Well, BobbyJonesGospel.com. That's my website address. BobbyJonesGospel.com. Just put BobbyJonesGospel.com, and you can go there and look for the CD, and you can order it from there, or Amazon.com. Amazon, Amazon. I think everybody who gets things off the internet know how to do that. Or in your local gospel music store.
All right, great. And we definitely will connect after the show because I can't wait to listen to the music. What upcoming project do you have?
I thought you had that. I thought Everett had given it to you.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. What upcoming projects do you have, like, in the next few months?
Oh, I'm not doing any more recordings right now.
Okay. So
no,
you're just relaxing?
Yeah, we're still riding on the one that's out there now.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I don't need another one right now, you know. So when that one gets old enough, I'll start doing another one. And by the way, that features the Nashville Super Choir, along with Faith Evans and Howard Hewitt and a girl out of Texas, by the way, Tommy Young West, and a guy from Texas, Sean McLemore. And, of course, it's the Nashville Super Choir's record.
Great. Let's talk about the tour. What cities are you coming to?
Don't know all of them yet. We've gone to a couple of cities in our area, one called Columbia, Tennessee. One is called Evansville, Indiana. We went there to Atlanta, Georgia, to New Orleans, Louisiana, Savannah, Georgia, just all around Cincinnati, Ohio. We're going there soon. Indianapolis, Indiana, back to Atlanta. And so we look forward to people coming out to check us out. I got some of the singingest people you ever want to hear. Every one of them are soloists in their own right.
That is great. That is awesome. Well, I am just very honored again. I thank you for taking the time out to have your one-on-one with me today.
Well, I am very honored and pleased that you allowed me to do a one-on-one with you today. The experience is just as good for me. You know, I love to talk on the radio. And when I get a lovely lady like you to talk to, I just talk myself crazy. By the way, I'm a very fun-loving person. People that see me on television don't realize that, you know, I'm just a regular old Joe, but you have to put on a kind of different face sometimes when you're on TV. But I'm a country boy, and I love the Lord. Thank him for every good and wonderful blessing. Without him, I would be nothing. And I give all praises and glory to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes. Thank you so much for taking the time out to share your journey with us. And we will definitely be tuning in.
All right. Well, I thank you again. And thank the other lady that's on the phone. What's her name?
Miss Madeline Bass.
I'm looking forward to talking to you, Miss Madeline. Now, what time are you on?
I'm on at 5:30. I'm Central Time as well. I'm 5:30 on Wednesdays or Saturdays. You can give me either or.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, hook me up one day and let me come back and talk to you. I may say a few things that I didn't give her everything on her show, all right?
Absolutely.
Ms. Madeline, do you have any questions for Dr. Bobby Jones?
I do have a quick question. Did you say you lived in Paris, Texas?
No, Paris, Tennessee.
Tennessee. I was fixing to say, but I was like, you're right up the street from me.
I heard that. You know that there is a Paris, Texas, and there's also a Paris, Kentucky.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We're practically neighbors.
No, I'm not that far down, though. I'm a little north. Paris, Tennessee.
Awesome. Okay.
It's all good. It's all good.
It is. Thank you for having us on.
All right. God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon.
God bless you, too.
Okay. Send me that email address so I can send you a copy of the CD.
Yes, sir, I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, bye-bye. And bye.
Bye-bye.
Audience, and don't forget to tune in to Bobby Jones Gospel.
Yes.
Morning at 8 o'clock. Okay.
Yes. Amen. Amen. What a wonderful. I really enjoyed that.
Right.
I really enjoyed that.
Me too. I love talking to y'all. Y'all like to laugh. I do too.
I know, right?
Yes. Yes.
Joy to the world. Joy to the world. Yeah, life should be enjoyed and not suffered.
Absolutely.
That is so true. That is so true.
Okay, I'll wrap it up, and I'll say thank you one more time and tell every drink I said hello.
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay, then. Well, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh,
that's
awesome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
The dial-in conference call number today for playback is 641-715-3609. I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. This is 100 with I Am Blessed, your host, Evangelist Tanya Jackson, with my co-host for today, Ms. Madeline R. Bass. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. We want to thank again Dr. Bobby Jones for sharing his wonderful journey with us today. We have about 3 more minutes, so I'm going to end again with my production of Secret Garden. This will be on my spoken word CD. Thank you.